It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. It is 7:38. It is Thursday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and we've been talking a lot on the program earlier this week about Art Week coming up next week. And, of course, that is in the city of Marquette. Joining me now in the studio from the Tamama Dance Company, Marissa Markwardson and Tara Middleton, also Danny Simandl with the Superior Strings Alliance. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you're here to talk about something that is part of Art Week, and I'll start with you, Tara, with Tamama. You're doing a piece, it's called Revolve. Let's just start right there. What is that?
We are doing a one-hour structured improv performance down at Harlow Park, Monday, June 21st. And Revolve is just kind of a piece about kind of coming out of this last year, and we're just really excited to be able to perform in front of a live audience. And it is an outdoor performance, and people can come and view part of the show or stay for the whole thing. And we just want people to kind of reawaken themselves to coming out to see
That is the arts. That is a big theme of Art Week. It is all about kind of reconnecting through the arts. Tell me a little bit, either Terry or Marissa, how you came up with this idea to do this particular performance.
Well, we love Art Week. We always try to be involved every year that it happens. So we were happy to see that it was happening again this year. And we knew Tara and Maggie and I, the three co-founders of Tamama, knew we wanted to do something big. And we had previously worked with Danny from Superior Strings Alliance on a MSO video, and we thought she was great. So we thought, you know, strings would be a really nice compliment. Let's see if we can come up with something for dancers and the strings instruments, but less choreographed and more improvised, and just kind of play with each other.
Well, Danny Simandl is with us in the studios too with the Superior Strings Alliance. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with this and also how the music kind of came together for this.
Yeah, so I'm playing violin for this very cool event, and it's unique in that whatever happens will happen only once because it is improvised, and it'll never happen again, but even if we did a different iteration
of it. Not the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Which is, that is fairly out of the box for me as a classical violinist.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You're probably used to very structured pieces that are annotated and written out, and you follow those. And this is improvisational, so you're going to just kind of be riffing, in effect?
Kind of, yeah. And we have a cellist with us as well. And so it'll be the two of us together. And it's really cool because we're very used to having music stands and sheet music on there, but we don't need any of those. So we get to connect to each other and connect to the dancers in a very, very cool way.
That is Danny Simandl. She is with Superior Strings Alliance. Also, Marissa Markwardson and Tara Middleton are with me in the studio from Tamama Dance Company. They are doing a performance called Revolve. Marissa, let me get into this with you. I hear that it is something called structured improvisation. Okay, what does that mean?
So what we did as dancers is we came together. We kind of have a shared language because we've been working together for many years now. And we created kind of like a game plan with just a little bit of rules that have a lot of wiggle room. Okay. So we kind of know this is the structure we're going to follow. And then whatever magic happens within that structure is perfect and right and good.
Now, of course, that covers the dance performance of it. But then the music came in. Danny Simandl here with Superior Strings Alliance. We were talking about this a moment ago. It's improvisational, which is different for you to do that. But when they asked to do this, what was your reaction?
I was like, oh, okay. yeah, it's just been really fun because I'm game and our cellist Adam is super game. And so the first meeting we had, they talked through what they wanted to do, and we came up with a game plan for that. So for us, it's a little bit of a structured situation as well where, you know, we have a skeleton of sorts.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a framework of what you're going to be doing, because this is about an hour's performance or so, as I understand it, and you're going to do a few things within it, but there's going to be a lot of opportunity within it to kind of take a few chances, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly, which is so fun after having you know, the last year that we've had, just like kick those stands out of the way.
Start doing
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, let's just exactly. do it.
So this is part of Art Week. Tara, what are the details about the performance? Where's it going to be? How can folks check it out? And if they have any questions, want to find out more.
Yeah, well, the performance is going to be Monday, June 21st, and it's down at Harlow Park. The locals may know it as like the Sledding Hill area.
Yep.
And it starts at 4 o'clock and it's 1 hour long and it is outside. So with that, you know, if you want to bring a chair to sit or know that you'll be standing, no seating will be provided, but it's outside and hopefully it'll be a lovely, lovely day. And if people need more information, they can go on the Marquette Arts and Culture website or Facebook page, and there is a website mqtcompass.com where all the events of Art Week will be posted.
It is called Revolve, and it features a structured improvisation with Tamama Dance Company and also some of the members of the Superior Strings Alliance. It's happening Monday, part of Art Week in Marquette. Tara Middleton and Marissa Markwoodson with Tamama Dance Company with me in the studio today. Also, Danny Simandl with the Superior Strings Alliance. Thanks for your time, and I'm looking forward to the performance.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. It is 7:48. It is Thursday morning. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.